Welcome to the Fantasy Football Foursome. The Foursome answer your questions about players to pick up, players to drop, weekly matchups, injury reports, and current trends in fantasy football. Now, here's the host of the Fantasy Football Foursome, John Jennings.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to Week 4 of the NFL season, and it is time for another edition of the Fantasy Football Foursome. For the next hour, talking about all things NFL Week 4. Our goal, as always, is to help you win your league. So let us go ahead and introduce who is on the show. Tell me about how your Loon Fantasy season is doing, Lyle.
Lyle Dickman here, Litchfield, Minnesota. It's been one of those seasons where my team is definitely struggling, but I've managed to get back-to-back victories and hopefully on my way to getting 7 or 8 wins and making a playoff spot.
Jack.
Well, being 0-3, it's not going great. But, you know, Sam Laporta is the only league I took a tight end early. I took Laporta in the second round. And I think that's what's really cost me quite a bit. But I've got some players that are starting to pan out. So, you know, a lot of football left. Luckily, I'm not the only crappy team in this league. So there's still some way to get into the playoffs.
Justin.
Yeah, 1-2. Feels like 70% of fantasy football players right now are 1-2 or possibly 0-3. And John is the only guy who's 3-0, in the Loon League, having a great year. Let's go ahead and acknowledge that. Off to a good start. I'm like everyone else. I want to make trades, but I feel like it's a terrible idea. There's so many injuries and everything's upside down, but, I think I still feel good about my roster.
That's all you can ask for. Well, my name is John Jennings, and yeah, I'm 3-0, but I think a lot of that has to do with, as Justin just said, injuries. I have been relatively healthy until this week, where it's the Qs. Alvin Kamara, questionable. Nico Collins, questionable. Deontay Johnson, questionable. Malik Nabers, well, we'll talk about what happened to him. Who knows what is coming in the weeks ahead here. So anyway,
John,
yeah.
Let's talk about you playing Malik Nabers in the flex with wide receivers that are questionable.
I know. I didn't have a chance to look at my lineup last night. So yeah, you're exactly right. A little fantasy football, just the way to do it the right way. Anyway, on the show, we've got start sit for Week 4, free agents to be looking for, and their daily fantasy plays for the week. But let's talk about the Hot Tub Club. The injury report, the guys who popped up for Week 4, I'm not going to tell you if they're in or out because, well, at this point, I don't know if they're in or out. You keep an eye on things tomorrow morning when the inactive sheet comes out. Quarterback Skylar Thompson, if you're in 22-team fantasy football leagues, maybe this matters to you, but he's not going to play this week. Justin Herbert, high ankle sprain. Chargers are a hot mess right now. They lost both their tackles, too. Brock Purdy is on the injury report with a back. Derek Carr tweaked the groin. Sam Darnold, MRI came back negative. Knee is still hurting him. He should go this week. Mahomes on the list with a knee, and Andy Dalton has an ankle injury, but I see him playing. On the running back side of things, Alvin Kamara with hips and ribs, both. Ramondre Stevenson has a hand injury. Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. Najee Harris had a sling on his arm, and Jaylen Warren's got a bad knee. Eckler's got a concussion. He is a no-go for this week for sure. Jerome Ford's got a knee injury. Bucky Irving pops up late this week with a hamstring. Moving on to wide receivers, Jamar Chase, Rashee Rice, Devonta Smith. Well, let's start with Chase and Rice. They should be a go. Devonta Smith is looking like a no-go for this week. Marvin Harrison Jr., Amari Cooper with a quad and a hip. Tank Dell has some issues, ribs, hands, and wrist. Adam Thielen, hamstring. He is on short-term IR and will not be playing. Tight ends. I'm going to run out of time in this segment. Trey McBride, Sam Laporta, Tucker Kraft, Luke Musgrave, and Cole Kmet. I think all of them see the field. Let's talk quick about Thursday night football. Jack, you said you watched, well, most of the game. I didn't get to see any of it. Cowboys, Giants. Cowboys sneak out a 20-15 win. Malik Nabers set some records and then gets dinged up at the end of the game.
Yeah, I think, you know, what I noticed about the game is, one, I think it was too difficult for Dallas to win. So Dallas is not like on some comeback surge. They should have been able to really handle the Giants, and they didn't. But what I really took away from it, and I got to give you credit on this crap, John, because they're the New York freaking Giants. But Malik Nabers, even Danny Dimes, Singletary, they had some players that looked really, really, really good. And if CeeDee Lamb hadn't had a 23-point fantasy point outing or whatever he had, the Giants could have won this game. I think it really just came down to, like the old cliche of running out of time. One more possession, I think the Giants would have won. So I wasn't impressed with the Cowboys. A little bit of Jake Ferguson back on the tight end front. When Lamb's on fire, the rest of the receivers just drop off the map. Rico Dowdle looked okay, but my big takeaways were the New York Giants. So check your waiver wires. If some of those key players, not like a Neighbors, but if you really, or if you're in a two QB league or you need a good QB, I wouldn't mind considering Danny Dimes right now.
Lyle, is Mike McCarthy going to be employed by the Dallas Cowboys next year?
No, I was surprised he's been employed by the Dallas Cowboys this year, but, I don't know. I think they're just a few players short. They've maxed out on their big players. They're paying Dak the $60 million. They're paying CD a lot of money. They're trying to save up some money for Parsons, but I don't know. And then we'll see if that defense is just going to be able to stop the run. They were okay last night, but at least the numbers were much better than it was the first 3 weeks. But I don't know. They just look like a pretty ordinary team at this point.
Yeah, I would say so. Justin, you and I were talking off air, but I think the game is passing these guys by, and I don't mean to keep sticking to the Cowboys, but Mike Zimmer, I think we're running 2003 football, and it's 2024.
Yeah, they have the game's evolved, right, and it keeps evolving, and this is just, it's life, right? It's anything. If you are unwilling to adapt, Mike Zimmer, I get why it's hard for Zimmer. Zimmer was one of these guys, 20, 30 years ago. He was innovative. He had the exotic blitz packages and all that stuff. So that was him. It just isn't now. The offenses have kind of caught up, in the motions and all that, and he just doesn't seem to have an answer for it. We saw the same thing in Minnesota. That defense really tailed off, and he doesn't have the best communication skills, so it won't be surprising if he's already lost the locker room there on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, just a total mess. Whatever. They snuck out a win. I don't see him in the playoffs this year. We will come back. This is time for our first break here on the Fantasy Football Foursome. We're going to come back and talk daily fantasy news and strategies. Thanks for having us on this morning on the Loon. We're back on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Hey, if you miss any part of today's show, go to 941theloon.com or grab that free 941 The Loon app, and you can catch up with whatever you missed anytime you like. Let's talk some daily fantasy for week 4. And there's some good values out there. Let's kick it off with quarterbacks, Lyle. What do you got?
Well, I think there's two plays I want. They're both in the $5,000 range. I wanted to really go with a stack with Justin Jefferson and Darnold. Sam Darnold's at $5,700 somehow. He's still the same price as such great quarterbacks as Trevor Lawrence right now. Mm. So that's a good price right there. And then I'll throw out a quick second one. I really do also like going with Justin Fields, $5,500 for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are 3-0. Not a really exciting passing game for him, but the run game will get you the fantasy points you're looking for.
Yeah, that'll be some quarterback play. I'm sure we'll talk about that in the Colts-Steelers game. Jack, quarterbacks.
All right, so this is a DFS play. I'm going Caleb Williams with the Rams coming to Chicago because he's $5,600. I think I can get 15 points out of him or more, and I'm saving my money for some wide receiver play this week. So I'm Caleb Williams, $5,600. I like the Rams coming to Chicago. That defense is just obliterated.
Justin, quarterbacks.
If you want to spend the money, go with Kyler Murray, stack him with Marvin Harrison because they're playing Washington, and you want receivers and quarterbacks playing Washington. That's one thing that has been the same for 3 straight weeks. If you need to save money, you heard it here first. I love the Andy Dalton, Deontay Johnson stack this week. I think it's a great value buy. I grabbed it out of the $5 DVD Walmart bin, and I'm very excited.
I can't
wait to get home and watch it.
My guy was Andy Dalton, too, at $5,300 in the, I guess you could kind of call it a revenge game against the Bengals, except they're not playing in Cincinnati. They're just playing the former team. If I've got extra money to spend, though, it's Jaden Daniels. And on taking the other side of the game Justin talked about, the two defenses in the Cardinals-Commanders games, wow. I mean, I don't know. The over-under, I didn't even look, but it could be 100. It really could. Jaden Daniels really kind of came out of a shell last week, and $6,500, boy, that could pay off. I love that as a GPP play. How about running backs, Jack?
Yeah, so we got a couple options here, and I didn't go too expensive, and I don't think I went too cheap. So my kind of lock of the week, if you will, is going to be Brian Robinson Jr. with Eckler being out in the concussion protocol going to Arizona. Washington is actually, they're kind of fun to watch with Jaden Daniels. I mean, it's kind of fun, fast football to watch, but Robinson's been really effective. He's averaging 15.5 points. So for $6,100, I'm all about that. My second one, and this is just because I want some piece of this game, Cincinnati at Carolina. I'm going Zach Moss for $5,900. Cincinnati needs a win. I hope at some point teams just start to play smart football. And, yeah, they're going to keep chasing everyone involved, and Higgins is kind of back. But if they can rely on Zach Moss a little bit, get in and out of Carolina with a win without messing around and losing to Carolina, I think the way to do that is Zach Moss gets 20-plus carries.
Justin, what do you got for running backs?
I like Robinson for Washington, although people are grabbing pieces of that. So if you're looking to shift, Najee Harris is a good play also. Likely no Jaylen Warren. And, Jack, I actually, two, like, super budget buys. I like the other running back in Cincinnati this week. I think it might be a week to take a flyer on Brown. He's electric, right? We're playing daily fantasy. Love Zach Moss. He could absolutely get you 20. But Brown's one of those guys that, you know, could have a couple big plays and help you out. And he's dirt cheap. And I feel the same way about Bucky Irving for Tampa Bay. I really think he's starting to kind of take over that backfield.
If he takes the field, hamstring.
Yeah, he's got to keep an eye on his injury.
Yeah, for sure. Lyle, running backs.
Two volume plays here. Chuba Hubbard, he had 26 touches last week. And looks like Andy Dalton's going to throw him the ball, too, a little bit. So five catches, $5,700, I like that. And Carson Steele, it was $5,500, I think, and he had 18 touches in his first real opportunity with the Chiefs. So if he's going to get that kind of workload, I think that's a good play, too.
Normally, I do value. I'm not doing value. This is a guy I'm probably going to try and figure out how to get him into most of my lineups, and that's Aaron Jones against Green Bay. In 3 weeks, he's had pretty 18.9, 10.8, and 28.8 DraftKings points. He's just looking like a stud. And again, we're talking revenge games. I really like this play with the Vikings going to Green Bay, and I think $6,400 is a nice value there. Let's move on to wide receivers. Justin.
Oh, man. There's a lot of wide receivers that I kind of like this week because they're all – I already said Marvin Harrison, Deontay Johnson. Whether you play Kyler or Dalton, I want both of those guys in my lineup, if possible. So then you need a value, right? You need somewhere you can save a few bucks, if at all possible. And I think that I am going to go with Keon Coleman. I'm going to give it a go. Buffalo against Baltimore. Baltimore is really struggling against pass, which is unlike a Baltimore defense, all that talent they have in the secondary with Hamlin, but they're not doing well against wide receivers so far this season. So I'll take a shot on Keon Coleman for Buffalo. He's only $4,700.
Yeah, that's spicy. He hasn't done much this year. Lyle, what do you got for wide receivers?
Love the Deontay Johnson call, $5,600. I just think a lot of Carolina players are in play too. Jonathan Mingo, I think, is a really good bargain, $3,300. He might be the number two guy with Thielen out. I know they probably burned you last week, but Darnell Mooney for Atlanta, he only got three targets and I think one catch last week, but he's had 18 targets in the first 3 weeks and he's at $4,400.
Jack.
Yeah, I guess I don't mind them. I'm spending a little bit of money, John. I'm anchoring this thing with Justin Jefferson. 8,700. I don't care. They're going to Green Bay. Border battle game. I love JJ. Stephon Diggs at 6,600. Nico, questionable, but will probably play. Tank Dell's been nowhere around. Joe Mixon's a little banged up. This is going to be a runaway blowout game. Should be. I like Diggs to go over 100 yards and get a TD this week. And then for 5,600, I'm putting in Juwan Jennings, who's only averaging 22, fantasy points per game on DraftKings. And at 5,600 bucks, it's almost the best bang for the buck you can get.
Yeah, he had a pretty good week last week.
Old little Juwan. Bit.
Yeah. Value plays or mid value plays for me. I like Greg Dortch against the Commanders, 4,300 bucks. He's that guy who has a low ceiling, but just a floor play for you. Six catches, 72 yards, 13 points, and I don't mind those guys. I want 3X. I like Alan Lazard with the Jets going to the Broncos. The Broncos are a tough matchup for wide receivers, but what they'll do is they'll put Sertan on Garrett Wilson, and hopefully that opens the door for some Lazard action. And if I'm going to spend a little more money, Roma Dunze turned into a thing in week three, and he's 5,200 bucks. Don't mind that position or that play against the Rams, as we've talked about that defense. Not much happening there. Tight ends, Lyle.
Well, I know Dallas Goedert had that huge week last week because he basically was the last man standing on that Eagles receiving core. And I like him again this week, $5,100. They have no one else to throw to. All their receivers are literally hurt. I think they have their two best players are quite very questionable. I think they have three other guys on injured reserve, literally. So get Goddard in your lineup at 5,100.
Jack, tight ends.
I agree. Dallas is really boiling down to the last man standing. I've got Devonta Smith anchoring a couple teams, and man, it hurts. Okay, I've got Cole Kmet. I'm doing the stack with him and Caleb Williams. 11.3 fantasy points per game. The Rams are they're ranked 29th against tight ends, and I think that for Caleb to continue to progress a little bit, which I found out my buddy Jeremy from Georgia hates Caleb Williams because apparently he's like the most arrogant, cocky, conceited dude. I didn't know that. But anyways, he's going to have to use Cole Kmet again this week, so I like him to get a lot of targets. And for 4,400 bucks, gives me enough room to do what I need to do with Justin Jefferson in the lineup.
Justin, tight ends.
Oh, God, they're all gross. I'm going to go with, honestly, Goddard's the guy I have to, and it's for exactly what Lyle said. I hate chasing the monster week last week. I don't expect that, but they don't have anyone. Smith and Brown are both likely out. I love Saquon Barkley this week as well. He's just so expensive. They probably can't get him in there. So I like Goddard also.
Not to go off on a tangent, but yeah, Barkley, boy, there's a guy I missed out on in every single league. I drafted around him in every league, and that is a mistake. So, until tight ends start scoring points, I'm not spending any money on tight ends. Not a nickel. So, for 2,700 bucks, you can pick up my guy, Tommy Tremble. Yep, Carolina Panthers. We're missing Thielen, and for 2,700 bucks, you're not expecting much, and I'm expecting a goose egg. So my expectations are low. So I'm not spending any cash on it. $2,700. Don't mind that. That'll probably be my cash play and my GPP play all weekend long. Quick, let's run through defenses, guys. Let's go ahead. And what do you got, Jack?
Well, that's a bold strategy you're doing, John. See how it plays out. Yep. I'm doing the same thing on defense. I'm going with the Carolina Panthers at 2,400. Because I need the money elsewhere. Cincinnati is going to turn the ball over, at least once. Carolina's a little fired up, so 2,400 bucks, saving all my money.
Justin, defenses.
Yeah, I was able to pull 300 extra dollars out of the couch cushions and bump up from the Panthers to Jack's Atlanta Falcons playing against New Orleans. I think Carr is good for a pick in this game. I love these NFC South division games. Not because they're always like really sexy and high scoring, but they are competitive. They always seem to be close. And there often seems to be upsets. Atlanta should win, then New Orleans wins. You expect New Orleans to win, Atlanta wins. Yeah. One of those divisions. So I'm going to go with the Falcons, who are 2,600 bucks. And like you guys, save some money.
Sounds good. Lyle, defenses.
No respect for those Vikings yet. Highest scoring fantasy football defense. Still only $2,900. Take them. It's a divisional matchup against Green Bay. I'll take it every time.
I'm taking the Rams. This is another strange play because I just talked about how crappy their defense is, but this is a Caleb Williams play. He has struggled holding the ball too long, throwing interceptions. I think there might be a few points you can eke out of that Rams defense. We're going to come back and talk United States Marine Corps waiver wire warriors and help you pick up a few cats that you might need to help your team. It's a fantasy football foursome on the Loon. Fantasy football foursome on the Loon. Pizza and football, always a winning combination, and it should make you feel good to shop local. So stop by or dial up our friends over at Giovanni's Pizza and enjoy the games tomorrow even more. It's locally owned and operated, and Giovanni's uses the freshest ingredients, nothing frozen. They have take-and-bake options so you can have them ready for the games. They have pizza, they have wings, wraps, pasta, and for people who aren't into that stuff, yeah, they've got salad too. They've got delivery, dine-in, take-and-bake, all of it. Smells, tastes, just like football season to me. Call Giovanni's Pizza in Wilmer now and take a break from cooking. It's 235-5555. Or check them out online at giovannisofwilmer.com. Well, it's time for the United States Marine Corps Waiver Wire Warriors. We'll roll down some of the best free agent pickups for this week, and we'll start with quarterbacks. Lyle, what do you got?
I'm picking up Justin Fields if he's around 31% of leagues in ESPN leagues he's available. Again, not the sexiest pick, but he's probably going to be a top 12 player by the end of the week because he's been that, I think, pretty much the last 3 weeks. So I think it's not, like, again, not the sexiest pickup, but I think he's someone that can get you by for a few more weeks until maybe one of your star players is either heated up or returned to the field.
Quarterbacks, Jack.
Yeah, I don't mind that play. I think if you're crazy like I am, you can pick up the Cincinnati Ginger. You know, I if you had Tua or something like that, he's available in almost every single league, obviously. And then I'll just throw out real quick. The obvious one is Darnold is still available in 60% of freaking leagues. No league that we are in is he available, but the number five quarterback's available in 60% of leagues. Just dead money floating.
I agree with you on that. And that one, we knew he wouldn't be available in Minnesota, but I can't believe he's so available everywhere else. Justin, quarterbacks.
Well, you know, I like that Dalton call. I think he'll outscore Anthony Richardson this week. John, if you're listening. Mm-hmm. And for me, my guy, I'm going with Geno Smith. The Detroit-Seattle matchup historically has been a high-scoring affair when these teams meet in the Jared Goff-Geno Smith eras. So I like Geno Smith. He's available in over 60% of leagues still. And I actually like Geno. Stash him on your bench. I think he's going to be a great matchup play throughout the year. And I noticed Tua is also available in like 60-some percent of leagues. People dropped him. So if that's yours, go grab him, throw him in your IR, and pick another player up.
Am I seeing this right? Trevor Lawrence is available in like 65% of leagues?
Yeah, because he's awful.
I know.
That he could be.
But, I mean, I guess it depends on how deep your bench is. Derek Carr, who's having a great season, is available in 45% of leagues, it looks like. If you want a fun stash for maybe Dynasty, Deep Bench, Super Flex, looks like Tyler Huntley is going to probably get the start this week. I'm not saying start him, but he's part of the fastest offense in the NFL, and he has had some games in the past with Baltimore. That might be fun. Available in only 98% of leagues. Running backs, Jack.
Yep, so we'll start at the top of the list. Cam Akers available in 60-plus percent of leagues right now. If you have Joe Mixon or shares of that, you know, he's on Houston. So Akers is good for, you know, a game or two before he gets injured. Maybe he'll get you one. He did get a touchdown off three receptions last week. So, you know, given as how hard it is to get a running back in the leagues, I say get him. And then I'm also going to throw out Cordarrelle Patterson. There's only three RBs in Pittsburgh. One of them's pretty banged up, and the other one's wearing a freaking sling. Patterson can still, you know, punch the ball into the end zone. He's still a big dude. So if you have Najee and Jalen, you might want to look at a backup.
Your guy Arthur Smith loves him some Cordarrelle Patterson. Justin, running backs.
Well, God, there's a whole bunch.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to list too many, but a lot of these backups you're going to want to go pick up. We talked about Bucky Irving lately. Definitely grab him. He's available in 50% of leagues. Rico Dowdle's taking over that backfield in Dallas. Not that he's going to be a big scorer. But I also like, don't forget, Kareem Hunt's going to get activated. So you can take a flyer on him. I wouldn't start him this week. I would start Roschon Johnson, though. Grab Roschon Johnson and or Deonta Foreman. If Ford gets injured, Foreman's going to take over. We've seen him have success before. DeAndre Swift is just awful.
Awful.
He's just terrible. He cannot produce anywhere. I drafted him in one league. I shouldn't have done it, probably because he fell so far and thought, well, you know, this offense, maybe nothing. Meanwhile, Roschon's, you know, played pretty well on limited touches last week. So I would grab him for the future volume. You know, if they switch to Roschon, they want to help Caleb. They're going to hand the ball off. They're probably going to try and run more, even with all that talent in the wide receiver room.
Oh, DeAndre Swift is terrible. Lyle, running backs.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift is really bad, just for the record. Yeah, you guys nailed it. Akers, Irving, Cordarrelle Patterson, those are the top three guys on my list. This Loon League, it's so picked over. You're basically just picking the next backup that is hopefully going to have the starter injured. And so you're looking for guys like, well, I'm going down this list. It's pretty far. Roschon Johnson was on my list, too, and I saw somebody sniped him.
That was me.
Thanks.
We're talking about sniping with Roschon Johnson. This
Emmanuel Wilson for Green Bay as well is another guy I'd like to stash away just in case someone on that Green Bay running back room goes down again. So Emmanuel Wilson.
Let's highlight just fantasy football strategy 101. If you have a bench spot or a guy you can put in your IR, even if it's for 1 week, do it and go grab whatever backup running back is out there. They're worth nothing right now, one injury, and they vault up to RB3, RB2 status.
When I looked at the percentages for running backs, I threw my hands up in the air. Braylon Allen is available in 57% of leagues. Are you kidding me? This guy needs to be rostered in every league. Carson Steele, who is going to be getting those first round, he's available in 37% of leagues. This doesn't make any sense to me. Damian Pierce is available in 95% of leagues. He could be coming back this week and could take over for Akers behind Mixon. So that'd be a 1 week play. I guess if you got a real deep bench, he could be coming back off of IR. But who is the backup to Jordan Mason? I think, Jack, you picked him up in one league.
I've got him. It's Guarnando.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
I'm telling you what, this Christian McCaffrey thing is very real. He's in Germany now getting stem cell injections, and they just keep pumping this out and pumping this out. He might not be back till week 12, guys, so you might want Jordan Mason's backup. And whatever his name is, I can't remember to save my soul.
I've had him for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like this league is real picked over.
Yeah.
I will say this. You should pick him up. However, I did some deep dive because I have CMC in my dynasty. And apparently this Germany thing is pretty normal for
Kobe Bryant did it.
Yeah. For athletes, professional athletes, it does not mean, you know, things are any worse or any better.
Yeah.
It's a common thing that athletes have done.
All right.
But it does seem concerning.
Got a couple minutes left. Let's run through them quick. Justin, wide receivers.
Oh, man. This is another spot where, I mean, wide receiver is a position you can just go grab a guy that might perform for you. I'm going to go with DeMario Douglas, Pop Douglas for New England. He lines up in the slot. San Francisco is getting torched in the slot this season. Obviously, the quarterback play, I think, is good enough in a PPR format. I like DeMario Douglas this week to plug and play into your lineup, and he's available in 71% of leagues.
Lyle.
Real deep, I'm going Xavier Legette, I believe it's pronounced.
Legette, yep.
Anyway, 75% of leagues. I think with Thielen being out, I think he's an option, along with Mingo, as guys you want to pick up, since Dalton's now actually a competent passer.
Jack, what do you got?
I'll give you somebody more available and better than both of those guys. Can't pronounce his last name, but it's spelled Losivas. Is it like Yosivas?
Oh, Cincinnati.
It's Yosivas.
Touchdown in every game.
Andre Yosivas. Yep.
That's why I didn't say him. I couldn't pronounce it.
Yep.
All he's done is get three touchdowns on the season. He's had 17 targets available in 87% of leagues. And I'll throw a real quick shout out to my boy Khalil Shakir, who has had 14 targets and 14 receptions, along with two touchdowns this year for Buffalo, available in 30% of leagues. Don't be afraid to get these guys.
Injury bug gotcha. Jalen Naylor has done just a couple things here in Minnesota. I mean, the guy's been rock solid in the absence of Jordan Addison, who I still don't think is playing this week. And Alan Lazard for a one-week plug and play. I like that because of what I had said earlier about that game. I mean, 60% of leagues, there is some value out there at wide receiver. Let's run through tight ends because I guess we have to, Lyle.
Yeah, there's a couple obvious ones. I think Cole Kmet, if he's out there, he looks like he's available in about half of leagues. And then the one I think I like, again, for what you just said, John, the tight end matchup or the receiving matchup with the Jets game, I like Ty Conklin in this one. He's available in, I think, 65% of leagues.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Jack?
I agree. Those are my two.
Justin?
Zach Ertz. Washington, playing Arizona. Just want pieces of offenses in this game. If you're looking on the waiver wire, Ertz is available in 60% of leagues, and he's getting a decent target volume. So if you're in a PPR league, Ertz can easily stumble into, you know, 8 to 10 points, which this year I'll take 8 to 10 out of my tight end right now.
JJ, who did you say?
Zach Ertz.
Does Roz know?
Oh, God. All right. Jordan Love.
I think it does.
Jordan Love is back in the lineup. I don't mind some Tucker Kraft. Luke Musgrave is just not a thing this year. And I think Tucker Kraft's a guy who can get you 7-8 points. And boy, that's just like a gold mine if a tight end gets you that. All right. Time to go to Trenchum and Benchum. We'll be back right after this on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Solving all the world's problems this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Unfortunately, we are off air doing that during the commercial breaks. But it's time for Trenchum and Benchum. Talk about the remaining games for week four. Our start'em and sit'em list. And let's go New Orleans, Atlanta. Jack.
Yeah, JJ said it earlier. This has really become one of the best rivalries in football. It goes back and forth. We got some superstars. Kamara, if he gets past that hip pointer questionable tag, he's obviously in the trench. Derek Carr, I'm trenching him. Olave, trenching as a WR1. Shaheed in the flex. Like, John, you're going back and forth with Tyreek Hill and stuff like that, or Jalen Naylor. I like Shaheed better than those guys. Groupie is kicker. I got him in there. Taysom Hill in a tight end mandatory just because it's Atlanta. They may use him. If you got Kamara, you should have Williams on your bench to plug him in just in case. And if Kamara's out, then Williams is an obvious trench. And I also don't mind that Saints defense. They're going to get a turnover. They're very, very, very good at getting to the quarterback. On the Atlanta side of the ball, Bijan, same thing with a questionable tag, but keep Algier on your bench in case you got to switch these guys out. Watch before noon. Kirk Cousins, I've got Kirk on the bench, John. I'm keeping my team name, but I've dropped him in a lot of leagues. I think Andy Dalton, Derek Carr better than Kirk Cousins this week. Drake London in the trenches as a WR2. Mooney as a two or sexy flexi. Pitts, tight end mandatory, obviously. I'll take the kicker. And I don't mind the Atlanta defense against Derek Carr either. So should be a fun game to watch. Should be a real good, like, actual let's play football game.
Falcons favored at home by 2.5 points. Cincinnati, Carolina, Lyle.
Yeah, lots of fantasy plays here, especially for the Bengals. You're playing Joe Burrow with all these quarterback injuries and inefficiencies at some other positions. You're playing Joe Burrow. He's a QB1 this week. Zach Moss slowly, quietly has inched his way up in the rankings. I think he's a safe, I don't know, back end running back two or a flex. Jamar Chase is in your trenches every week. T. Higgins has had a real rough start here. You probably drafted him as a starter. I'll give him a sexy flexi grade. Mike Gesicki is probably the most interesting one here. He's the fifth most targeted tight end in the league, and he has 14 catches. So, knowing how bad the tight end position has been, he's probably a must start in tight end mandatory leagues. And I could even make a case for Andre Yosivas as a maybe a flex play in deeper leagues, or certainly somebody to stash. Going to Carolina, I know they're going with Andy Dalton right now. He's kind of fun to pick up as maybe a backup, but I don't think I'm putting him in the trenches this week. I think the only two for sure plays are Chuba Hubbard, who had 26 touches last week. So he's an RB2 for sure. And Deontay Johnson, who is by far the most targeted receiver. You're definitely suiting him up as a wide receiver too. The rest of the Carolina receivers, Leggett, Mingo, even Tommy Tremble at tight end, I think I'm keeping those guys on the bench.
Cincinnati favored by 4.5. It's fun. We were playing fantasy football with only 31 teams at the beginning of the season. Thanks to Andy Dalton, we can play with all 32 now. Justin, Los Angeles Rams, Chicago Bears.
Oh, boy. On the Rams side of the ball, Kyren Williams is an obvious trench. And honestly, that's it. I don't want to play the receiver roulette game with the Rams. And it's not a knock on them. Stafford is a very good quarterback. And without his two primary receivers, Stafford's going to survey the field and just throw it to whatever guy's open. And it could be Robinson. It could be Tyler Johnson. It might be Tutu Atwell. Heck, Jordan Whittington might make an appearance. So I'm going to stay away from the receivers. I don't love the Colby Parkinson thing, but if you got tight end issues, he's getting about 5 targets a game with the receivers out. So I would play him, but Chicago is not giving up much to the tight end this season. 1 touchdown in 3 games and about 40 yards per game to the tight end position. So not a great matchup. On to the home Chicago Bears. I will trench DJ Moore, Roma Dunze. If he goes, keep an eye. He's been questionable. Keenan Allen, if he goes, he's been out so far, but if he plays, maybe give him a flex. Cole Kmet, I'm putting him in the trenches, and I'm going to trench that Bears defense as well. Don't mind Caleb in a daily play, but don't start him in your regular weekly fantasy lineups.
Chicago favored by 3 points. I get Minnesota and Green Bay, and I have heard others say that this is the game of the year to this point. And it's fun to have the Vikings in a situation like that. So because of that, well, you're starting a whole bunch of guys. Sam Darnold, Aaron Jones, Justin Jefferson. I like all 3 of them. Addison practiced this week. Not sure I'm ready to throw him out there. He'll probably be limited, and you can expect that if you put him out on the field. If you're in a 12 or 14 team mandatory tight end start, sure, throw Johnny Munt out there. And certainly you're throwing that Vikings defense out there because Brian Flores versus Matt LaFleur is kind of why this is game of the year type of potential. Moving on to Green Bay, Jordan Love should be behind center. Does that mean you should start him? I don't know against this Vikings defense. In fact, I'd probably lean to no. But I'm starting Josh Jacobs. I think Jaden Reed, all these guys get an uptick now that Love's back on the field. And congratulations to them for winning 2 games with Malik Willis. That says something about LaFleur and this squad. But I think Jaden Reed and maybe Christian Watson in a flex. I don't know about Romeo Doubs. Sure, flex him. And then if you have to, kind of like Johnny Munt, Tucker Kraft, same type of deal. But I am not starting the Green Bay defense this week. Packers are favored by 2.5 at home. Jack, back to you. Jacksonville, Houston.
Well, John, I've been combing through this Jacksonville roster trying to figure out who we can trench, so I'll give you a couple options. ETN is still in. Hopefully he's your RB2. Trevor Lawrence is on the bench. We're not putting this guy in the trenches. We're benching Trey Law. I like Brian Thomas Jr. as far as receivers go. Getting more targets. And then you've got Kirk, who has had 1 good game when they were really behind against Buffalo. To me, I think you start to look to trade these guys away for namesake while you still got it. And the real start here is the tight end mandatory, and I think JJ has him in a league, but Brenton Strange, right? The last name you want your daughter's boyfriend to have when he shows up is Brenton Strange. But, JJ said he needed some Strange and he got some, so he got him a touchdown. Jacksonville looks real bad. Not very many starts there. On to the Houston side of the ball. We're literally starting everyone on our rosters. Got some questionables, though, with Mixon and Tank Dell and Pierce. So Stroud in the trench. Collins, if he gets past that Q, he's obviously in the trench. Diggs is my WR1 this week for them. Cam Akers and the RB2, sexy flexy. And I think you could throw Dalton Schultz in there as long as Tank Dell and Joe Mixon are out. I think it's just one more spot. And I also think the Texans defense is a big start this week. Don't be afraid to get them in there. The Texans, coming off of that loss to the Minnesota Vikings, should destroy the Jaguars.
I think Tank Dell is a buy low candidate right now, to be honest with you. Houston favored by 6. Lyle, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis.
Can we just skip to the next game? This one's not very good. I got
the next one's even worse.
The next one's even worse.
I think he played both defenses. Yeah, and then we'll move on. No, there are a couple guys. Najee Harris, not real sexy. He's an RB2. But even George Pickens, he's had 1 week where he's had more than 10 fantasy points. But I'm guessing you're still trenching him as a wide receiver 3. I really can't play any of the other Pittsburgh options. Justin Fields maybe as well, especially in a deeper 12 or 14 team league. He's probably a guy you can put in the trenches. I'm not playing Freiermuth. Staying away from Jaylen Warren, who's banged up, and none of the other receivers are options for Pittsburgh. And then for Indianapolis, I think you're playing Jonathan Taylor. He's got to be just somebody you keep in each and every week, but I'm not playing Anthony Richardson after two really terrible games. And it basically means all the receivers for the Colts are just on your bench. I think Michael Pittman Jr. at this point is on your bench. No other plays. And the Pittsburgh defense. I will play them.
Yeah, Josh Downs could be a thing at some point, but Anthony Richardson's just got to figure it out. Pittsburgh favored by 1.5 on the road. Justin, Denver Broncos off the schneid with a big win last week versus New York Jets.
Well, first of all, if you unfortunately have Pittman, see if you can get anything for him right now. All right, on to this game. I don't want to trench anyone in Denver, and here's why. I'm thinking, okay, they're going to be down, probably some garbage time passing. Let's go with Jaleel McLaughlin, right? Exciting player, explosive. However, he's got like one reception on the year. Javonte Williams leads the running backs in receptions. He's got more targets, but he's garbage. So I'm not trenching either of those guys. Cortland Sutton has 27 targets through three games, and he's the 57th ranked wide receiver right now. So I don't want to play him in anything more than a flex, because he's also going to have Sauce Gardner blanketing his butt the entire game. So I am staying away from all Broncos this week. I do not recommend trenching any of them. If you have to trench one of those running backs or Sutton, hopefully it's just in your flex. I will play that Denver defense because they have been steady all season. Moving on to the New York Jets. Trench Breece Hall, trench Alan Lazard, and that's it. Garrett Wilson's going to get shut down by one of the best corners in football in Denver. I think he'll be on him all game, unfortunately. So grab you some Breece Hall, trench him, get Lazard into a flex. Maybe Braylon Allen in a flex. I could see New York getting up in this game and Allen getting, you know, split carries with Breece. And I'll trench that Jets defense for sure. And Conklin, I do like Conklin this week as well at the tight end.
Cardio Conklin, New York Jets favored by 7.5 points. I get Philadelphia versus Tampa Bay. Love talking about Eagles football over here. You're starting Jalen Hurts, maybe a little disappointing from where you drafted him this year. But who isn't disappointing? Saquon Barkley. Oh, man. Watching this guy play with this team. Unbelievable how good he is. He's an RB1. I don't think Brown or Devonta Smith are going to play this week. So keep an eye out on that. But maybe you picked up a little Jahan Dotson, who would be a flex play. And yeah, one of the bright stars, as we talked about in DFS at the tight end position, is Dallas Goedert. So that's said about that. Over to Tampa Bay. Here's a problem is there's thunderstorms in the area. The hurricane just went through. So we've got some issues, maybe. Baker Mayfield, I don't know what I'm doing with him this week. Probably not starting him. Rashad White is your option to catch passes. He doesn't run the ball well, but in a PPR league, Rashad White should be able to get you some points. Bucky Irving is questionable this week. I don't know if I'd start him even if he wasn't. Evans, questionable. Godwin's having a great year coming out of the slot. You got to start these guys. You drafted him to start him, so start him. Mike Evans, been disappointing a couple weeks. In fact, I picked him up off waivers in one league I'm in. And then Cade Otton, whatever, it's a tight end. Again, thunderstorms possible, and Philadelphia favored by 2.5 points. Jack, late afternoon games, starting with Washington and Arizona.
Yeah, I like Jaden Daniels. I've got him in a super flex league where I could play him at QB2, and I love that because he gets such a high ceiling. Going against Arizona, who ranks 23rd against the QB, I've got Daniels in the trench this week. Brian Robinson Jr., he's going to take all the carries. I've got him in there. Terry McLaurin, Sexy Flexi, low WR2 at best right now. He still hasn't really had the real big, big game we're looking for. Zach Ertz and tight end mandatory, like JJ said earlier, his Zach Ertz. They haven't figured out how to use Luke McCaffrey yet, so I've got him on the bench. And I really don't care about the kicker or the defense in Washington. On to the Arizona side of the ball. We're obviously starting Kyler Murray, who's had a much better year than I projected he would. I think you have him, John. Is that right?
Kyler, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he's doing a lot better than I thought he would. Harrison, he's in the trench. Connor, I've got Connor in a couple leagues this year, and I've got Benson backing him up. I love Connor. He's in the trench as an RB1. McBride tight end mandatory. And, you know, if you're looking for sexy flexy help, this could be a game that gets a little lopsided. I actually like Washington quite a bit more. Arizona quite a bit more in this game. So, you know, if you've got space for a Wilson or a Dortch on your sexy flexy deal, go for it. But I don't like either defense, really, either kicker. I just think it's going to be a good wide receivers running back game.
Over under 50.5. I think, well, I don't know what to say. I'm wrong almost all the time.
Over under is much harder to hit than people think.
Boy, with these defenses, that seems like that should be 75. Arizona favored by 3.5 points. Lyle, New England, San Francisco.
Well, we're going to have a lot of benches on one side and a lot of trenches on the other. This is a weird New England team. The only guy you really can seriously suit up is Ramondre Stevenson. Running back two, plain and simple. That's it. You look at the rest of the team. Jacoby Brissett. Would you like to guess how many yards per game Jacoby Brissett is throwing for at this point, boys?
149.
120,
72.
123 yards per game. Would you like to know how many total fantasy points the wide receivers for New England has this year?
Well, they got Pop Douglas involved, I think, last week, but just involved.
Involved. 39 total fantasy points for the receivers. They're not playing any New England players. Sorry. And then for San Francisco, you're starting them all. Brock Purdy, he's a top 10 guy. Jordan Mason's an RB1. Juwan Jennings, the pickup of the week last week, of course. I don't expect 3 touchdowns again, but you're still playing him. And Brandon Ayuk got 10 targets, didn't turn them into much fantasy value, so hopefully he can get his game turned around here. I think they're both safe wide receiver 2-3 players. George Kittle takes the week off, and he's still tight end 6. He's questionable this week. If he suits up, you're definitely playing him tight end mandatory, and definitely trench that San Francisco defense.
San Francisco favored by 10.5, and I was going to mention this in the Washington-Arizona game. Did you guys know that Washington is the first team since like 1992 to have 2 consecutive games with 0 turnovers and 0 punts? Washington. Yeah. Kansas.
Oh, when you got a quarterback that can scramble that well, I mean, it does make sense.
Yep. Kansas City taking on the LA Chargers, Justin.
Yeah, so Patrick Mahomes is interesting fantasy-wise. He has not scored 20 points in eternity. He's the 12th ranked quarterback right now in fantasy football through 3 weeks, which is a bit surprising. And that's kind of where he fell out in the second half of last season. And it's against the Chargers where I don't think he's going to have to do a ton. Now, you're going to play him, but it really is time to start really looking at what you have at quarterback on your roster. If you have Mahomes and, say, a Jaden Daniels, I would play Jaden Daniels this week for sure. Mahomes is not a must start in fantasy football. That's my opinion. That's based on numbers and facts. But I'm going to trench him this week against the Chargers. Travis Kelce historically torches the Chargers, so this could be a get-right game for him, or at least one of the good games. But you're trenching him either way for where you drafted him. Rashee Rice is in the trenches. Carson Steele is in the trenches. Tough rush defense in L.A. They definitely like to slow the game down, but I'm still trenching him. And I'll play that Chiefs defense as well this week. For the L.A. Chargers, Dobbins is in at a flex. You can roll the dice on Quentin Johnson in a flex. Herbert might not play. He probably will. I mean, he's a tough guy. He seems to just be battling through this ankle injury. I did hear that he said it's feeling better than it has in a while. So either way, if you're desperate at receiver, maybe throw Quentin Johnson in your flex because they are going to have to throw in this game at some point. But that's it. I am not playing anyone else.
Yeah, you got to be careful with the Chargers. Rashawn Slater, left tackle, down. Joe Alt, right tackle, down. Both of them not playing this week. It's a little scary over there. The Chiefs favored by 7 points. Well, before we go, I'll get this one out of the way, and then we'll go to overtime for you on the app and online. But Cleveland taking on the Los Angeles Raiders. The reason Cleveland is playing Deshaun Watson is because they're paying him so much money. They get rid of Joe Flacco because they didn't want a locker room beef, and they keep Deshaun Watson because they're paying him that much money. You're not playing Deshaun Watson. You're not playing Jerome Ford either. Deonta Foreman, I think, is probably the running back to look at if you have to in a flex. Amari Cooper, I guess you got to try it, but that's it for me. Njoku, I don't think, is going to be playing again this week. And over to the Raiders, yuck. Oh, I don't know if it's Minshew or O'Connell starting, and I don't care. Zamir White reeks. He no part of the passing game whatsoever. Maybe in a standard league, there's some value. Davante Adams, you got to put him out there, and you got to put Brock Bowers out there. And the Raiders, in a game that I will never see in my entire life, favored by 2 points.
And John. That,
yeah.
Joe Flacco had just talked to some of the local massage parlors in town, and they said, You don't ever tell Deshaun Watson to roll over, Joe. And he goes, okay, and he left town.
Jeez. That's going to do it for this much of the show. We'll be running over to overtime to talk about the remaining games for week 4 of the NFL season. And you can catch that on 941theloon.com or that free 941 The Loon app. And if you missed any part of today's show, like I said, grab the app, anything, roll back. We've got the entire show on there. We want to thank our producer, Nate Thomas, and for Jack, Justin, and Lyle, my name is John Jennings. We will see you on Overtime and next Saturday at 10 on The Loon for the Fantasy Football Foursome.